Good morning, everyone. Good evening, good afternoon, and welcome to 100% Bliss. We are on training four today, and it's going to be an amazing day. Today, we're going to be working on getting unstuck and really creating some freedom in the level of lower emotions. So this is going to be a great day. We are doing one more of the blueprint activations today. I was surprised, but sure enough, something showed up that we need to clear. So we'll be going in and doing that as the class progresses. It's been a really, really wonderful class. I noticed that my own frequency has been vibrating at a pretty steady, stable happiness vibe, even though I've gone through a few ups and downs during this last four-week period. And I hope that you have found that too, that you have found yourself more grounded, you found yourself more capable of accessing happiness, joy, bliss. So yay! Let's get started. And do sign in. Let me know who's here. I'd love to see who's on the call this morning. And I see so far Sharon. Good morning to Sharon, dear Sharon. Today in training four, we'll be clearing blocks to experiencing joy on a physical level. If you've gotten stuck in grief, sorrow, bitterness, or not experiencing joy, we'll be tweaking the areas of the brain that signal to the body emotions, setting you in a relaxed safety and an attraction to all things blissful and joyful. Ah, there come the people, Cindy and Janice and Tammy and Severina and Diane and Sabine and Severina, welcome to also the Apprentice Program. I want to just acknowledge that you've jumped in. Yay! Okay, just had your name in front of me because I've just signed in. I've autographed a book for you. I was thinking about you this morning. All right, so we've got a nice group of people in the Apprentice Program, and I'm looking forward to even more people coming in, but it's a really nice group already building. Okay, so we're going to start with the morning blessing. And good morning to Sabine and Sharon and Megan and Neela and Karen. And you probably have heard this one. It's kind of an Irish melody. We'll sing it three times through. May the long time sun shine upon you, all love surround you. May the pure light within you guide your way on. May the long time sun shine upon you, all love surround you. May the pure light within you guide your way on. May the long time sun shine upon you, all love surround you. May the pure light within you guide your way on. Guide your way on. We've got more music coming in here. Sorry, guys. That's a fax line. It sometimes rings. I don't know why. But anyway, welcome to the class. It'll just do what it's doing until it's over. Okay, that's hysterical. Okay, so we're going to go into the quantum pump and muscle testing. And with the quantum pump, we've reviewed that quite a few times, so we're just going to do it really quickly. But it works because we're accessing the quantum field. We're setting an intention with our mind, and then we're pumping with our hand. And so how it looks is the elbow is down at your side, and your hand is pumping. It looks like that. And it's a reflex. It's not a squeezing. It's a reflex. The double pump goes like this. And then if it's down at your side, it's basically a flutter. So if you're walking, it's a little flutter. Flutter, and you can do that under the table. That's what it looks like inside. And if you're doing your feet, under the table or sitting, you can just pump with your feet. Okay, so that's the quantum pump. Kinesiology, muscle testing, using your right finger and pushing up, middle ringer finger, and then pressing down with your pointer finger of your left hand. I am Julie Renee, hold strong. I am Bozo the Clown, drops. We've gone over this many times. I'm just reviewing it for you so you can see it in action. Okay, and then we're going back to our project. So let's go ahead and start. The first clearing is permission to be serene and joyful. And we'll be including the ability write and write, removing domination, suppression, and control around being serene and joyful, and getting unstuck, letting go of grief, bitterness, sorrow, unhappiness, and self-punishment. So we put that self-punishment in there, which I think some of you have. So I picked that up this morning when I was getting ready for the class. Surprisingly, there was a lot of blocks, or maybe not so surprising, in this area. So in amplification, it was Lucifer stops, bloodline, soul contracts, demonic curses, satanic curses, evil spirit curses. In this case, emotions came under amplification. And then DNA, all aspects of DNA, meaning if you had DNA from another, say you had a blood transfusion, so you can start pumping. We're going to just remove your problem DNA and from others. Perception, meme, miasm, so group mind virus, black magic, things you say about yourself to slow yourself down, curses, atheist thought forms, cycles, contracts, agreements, karma. And then there was a lot in spiritual interferences. So alien type 3, reticulian, holographic insert, alien type 6, reptoid embedding, alien type 8, Ashtar, breakout command embedding, ghost, DNA splicing, evil spirit, portal, demon permeation, guest, a holographic insert, so that's how they plug in to this problem. Transmortals, which are mothmen, wormholes. Spiders didn't have an anchor, and seeds were one additional anchor that I found. Areas of the blueprint affected. Surprisingly, it wasn't matter. It was perception, essence, genesis, embodiment, which is spirit to body, and amplification. So we're going to be pumping to clear, and again, to just review what we're clearing, permission to be serene and joyful includes the ability and right to be serene and joyful, removing any control energies like domination, suppression, and control, and really with the focus of getting unstuck. And unstuck, letting go of grief, bitterness, sorrow, unhappiness, and self-punishment. Okay, and Megan has signed in. Karen and Nadia. And Neela, I think I've said hi to Neela. So welcome to everybody on the class. Our class just keeps growing every week. We have a few more people. So welcome, everybody, if you're new. Can you explain spiders? I definitely can. You know, in the late 80s, 86, 87, I was out on Hopi land. I was out in the desert, and that's not so far away from Sedona, Arizona. And it looked like an aurora borealis. There was a white night sky for about 6-7 weeks. And what was happening was these creatures that are spiders and snakes had to leave their plane of existence because it had been destroyed or whatever. They're not very intelligent. They came onto planet Earth at that point, at that time. And they kind of just sneak in. They hover. If you can test to see if you have them. We'll be covering that in Freedom from Spiritual Parasites and Pests. By the way, we backed that up just a little bit. That class is going to be late July instead of the beginning of July. So we just made an executive decision to put it off we're going to back it up 3 weeks. So that might be better for your schedule too. And then we have the spiritual interferences class. So there's 11 hours of comprehensive training the last Wednesday of July and the first Wednesday of August. So I'd love to see you in that. But we go into a lot more detail. I do share quite a bit, though, in every class with everything that I am learning. They aren't anything like the Grays or the Recticulians or all those nasty things. They're just kind of more sneaky. It's not uncommon to see them kind of in somebody's their spine or neck. But they can also exist not in a person. So they've come in. Let me just see, because I've mapped out, and I don't remember everything about them because they're not on my radar very much. But they are once in a while. So let's see. From another universe, type of being, a little intelligence, considered an alien, listed as an alien type, dwells in perception typically, often around the spine, back of neck, back of head. They are drawn to human spirit access portal. Okay, well, that's good to know, right? Can leave a type of holographic insert and can be cleared with the quantum pump. And they clear really fast because they're not like a big, complex, intelligent being. Just a little bugger. They can have size. That I don't mean that they can't have size. It's just that they don't have brilliance or deviousness or anything like that. So let's see. Did I describe? Yeah, they come in as parasitical. So I did put that in there. So yay. So we're going to just clear that list. I'm going to go back to the list so you can look at the list while we're clearing. And it's a pretty significant list, isn't it? Okay, so keep pumping. I wanted to show you while we're working on this a chart that I've mapped out on emotions that I think you're going to find really interesting on frequency and why in these areas that we're clearing, we're just clearing four of these. We're not clearing the whole chart. By the way, this will be part of the emotional freedom class that's coming up later in the summer. But why do spiritual parasites hover? And you can see that the frequency for some of this stuff is very, very low. You see that? And so, when you're experiencing the emotion, you're in the very low frequency. Look at grief is at 73, unconditional love is 500, enlightened mastery is 1,000. So, yes, grief has to be experienced if you've gone through a loss, but it can be transmuted and transformed relatively quickly. You might be looking at an experience of love and celebration. The body might miss the person, and so you'd need to deal with what you've lost body to body. But perhaps the mind could be guided into a love experience. They're my yay. No, I'm a country girl. You probably figured that out. I'm a very sophisticated country girl, so I do the yippies and yahoos and yays. And my father's family immigrated from Prussia. They were part of Germany, Russia. They were in Germany, Prussia, Germany, Russia, and then came to the U.S. So they have a very country type of way of speaking. It's actually pretty funny to be around my family because it's very hillbilly almost, but in their own unique way. So you can see some of these emotions and then what's tied to them is spiritual interferences, aliens, and where it lives in the body, what the frequency is. I just think it's really interesting to see how the lower emotions, the emotions, can, and actually courage shouldn't be a lower emotion, but why you have to have courage, because you've been overcoming difficulty and so you muster up your courage, that sometimes brings in this stuff too. So I just find this really interesting as we're working on our bliss and our happiness and really finding that center of joy. So let's look back at the slide again. It's funny, I have actually good lighting in here. There we go. But the mechanism, the Google Hangout mechanism, sometimes makes it dark. So there, like that. It's funny. I don't know. There we go. So we are pumping for removing blocks and programs to experiencing serene joy. And then all of the other things that were listed in the first slide. And why don't we, while we're pumping, why don't we do the Triambakam mantra? And let's do this through 10 times. I bet we speed up our clearing by doing this. Om Triambakam Yajamahe Sugandhim Pushtivardhanam Urvar Rukamivat Vandanat Mrtyor Mukshiyam Amritatu Om Trayambakam Yajamahe Sugandhim Pushtivardhanam Urvar Rukamivat Bandhanat Mrtyor Mukshiyam Amritatu Om Trayambakam Yajamahe Sugandhim Pushtivardhanam Urvar Rukamivat Bandhanat Mrtyor Mukshiyam Amritatu Om Trayambakam Yajamahe Sugandhim Pushtivardhanam Urvar Rukamivat Bandhanat Mrtyor Mukshiyam Amritatu Om Trayambakam Yajamahe Sugandhim Pushtivardhanam Urvar Rukamivat Bandhanat Mrtyor Mukshiyam Amritatu Om Trayambakam Yajamahe Sugandhim Pushtivardhanam Urvar Rukamivat Bandhanat Mrtyor Mukshiyam Amritatu Om Trayambakam Yajamahe Sugandhim Pushtivardhanam Urvar Rukamivat Bandhanat Mrtyor Mukshiyam Amritatu Om Trayambakam Yajamahe Sugandhim Pushtivardhanam Urvar Rukamivat Bandhanat Mrtyor Mukshiyam Amritatu Om Trayambakam Yajamahe Sugandhim Pushtivardhanam Urvar Rukhamivat Bandhanat Mrityor Mukshiyamamritatu Om Trayambakam Yajamahe Sugandhim Pushtivardhanam Urvar Rukhamivat Bandhanat Mrityor Mukshiyamamritatu. And then back to our clearing, just to take a look at how far we've gotten on this. 40% clear. So there is quite a bit in here to clear. We're going to be pumping for a little while on this. And we need to, right? We want to clear this. We want to clear permission to be serene and joyful. Includes the ability and right to be serene and joyful. Removing any domination, suppression, or control. Getting unstuck. Letting go of grief, bitterness, sorrow, unhappiness, and self-punishment. And here we go again. We're just looking at what we are clearing. And a few more people have signed in. Sabine, how cool, considering your last name, thought you might have roots in Germany or Eastern Europe. Greetings from a fellow German seeker. Oh, wonderful, Sabine. Thank you. Heather, good morning. Darshan, morning, Julie and all. Kathy Lou. So moving. Oh, beautiful. And Yeshwant, hello, dear Julie. What is my vibratory frequency now? After so many classes, I'm still not feeling joyful. We'll repeat listening to your replays. Help in further removing blocks, increasing my vibratory frequency. It will, Yeshwant. I think one of the things I want to encourage all of you to do is be using my meditations. You know, one of the meditations I see that's really rock solid is the definitive guide to powerfully generating your abundant life and doing that daily. Let me put that up. You get that in the big wealth, the 21-day wealth clearing. You get that in Quantum Mind, the four pillars of human mastery. But I'd like to give it to you, not show you that you can just buy it as just a simple meditation. So let me just pull that up for you. That one seems to really help establish joy in the body. The women's program for women, any of the beautiful programs, you're going to just fall in love deeply with yourself really quickly. Here it is. I'm just going to pull it up for you. Any of those for ladies, that's going to be really good. But there's a lot of meditations on the website that help with bliss and happiness and joy. And one of the things you want to be doing is working with your brain. And once we get through removing blocks and programs, we're going on to a brain rejuvenation. So let me just show you here. We're just going to work with the trapped low emotions, brain frequency reset. So this might be just what you're asking for, Yeshwant. You're just right in the right class. There's five areas of the brain that tend to get stuck holding onto negative emotions. Four of those areas are in survival or the reptilian brain, which is kind of down in here, right? It's in this kind of area. And one area is up in the emotional brain, and that's behind this, I think this big sheet right here is the cortex. But underneath it in the middle there, there's a mushroom like area of the brain called the emotional brain or the mammalian brain. So we'll be doing that in our next step. And our third step today will be restoring joy and matter, joy to matter and emotions in the human blueprint. So we'll be making one more correction in the human blueprint. So Yeshwant, this might be your day of transformation. This might be where the brain frequency reset happens, and that's where your problem energy has been. And know that, you know, each class we've dealt with something very unique, something very different. So each class, is clearing. And what I noticed for myself, having a long period when I was ill of just really struggling with depression. They had called it severe depression. I had really struggled with that. And, you know, one of the things I've noticed is the more I clear, the brighter I get. I mean, I've had no depression for many years because of the quantum activations. But that feeling of joy and being serene and connected, that really happens over time as you continue to clear and go deeper. And Yeshwant, I'm happy to give you your frequency. Yeah, you're at 400, which is a very, very good vibrational rate. So you're doing everything right. And you just, you know, be happy with what you have attained so far and celebrate what you have attained. I think that's one of the other things I want to say is I think it's really important to celebrate what you have accomplished and where you have come. And we always want the next thing. And I think it's really, really important to really kind of settle in a little bit and think about what you have accomplished and be grateful for that. Let it ground in the brain. Let it become part of the memory. Yeah, I celebrate it. I went out and had a spa day. I went to listen to the symphony, and then I went and did sunset on the beach or something like that to really celebrate I have accomplished something really amazing. Yeshwant, for you in the bliss class, I test, let's see, like a 40% improvement for you, and that's fantastic. And if you, and I always encourage people to recycle, go through the classes more than once, go through the replays more than once. Listen to your meditations. Many of these classes were providing the short 5-minute meditations. A lot of our home study programs, we have the longer meditations in. And you can just go searching for the ones that are perfect for you. There's over 180 meditations on the site. So you're going to find the right meditations for you. And know that the clearings that are done in the meditations, putting yourself in the quantum pleasure field every day, really, really helps with reestablishing joy in the body. So those are all steps that you can take. Good. Okay, and Eileen is saying gratitude important to me too. Wonderful. Wow. Thanks. Great. Thank you so much with infinite light and gratitude. You're welcome. We're not doing frequency. That was just a question for Yeshwant, who was still not feeling all of the bliss, but was working on himself. So we aren't going through and giving everybody frequencies. yeah. So I'm afraid if I start, Gail, that everybody on the class was going to ask for their frequency. but with Yeshwant, it was a heartfelt, and I understood because of the, oh, I'm not feeling joyful. Yeshwant, there might be, and this is one thing that some of you might struggle with, is that your happiness neurotransmitters, like the dopamine, the serotonin, some of those things are just set very low. And so where you're changing your frequency energetically, if your brain chemistry isn't shifted up, which is done in, by the way, we're doing the brain regeneration. For those of you who haven't been able to swing coming into the VIP one-to-one brain regeneration, we're doing a group brain regeneration next month, Brilliant Brain. So it'll go through five classes, and we'll do all of the five brains and regenerate them to 100%, and that helps tremendously with neurotransmitters. So just so you know that, yes, that... so funny. Okay. That you have the next step. The next step would be for some of you jumping into the Brilliant Brain Regeneration Program. Let's see, Darshan, can you comment on the impact is the same when we listen to the replay? Because I miss some classes. Thank you. For the most part, yes. because we're working in the quantum field, and the quantum field is no time, no space. I would say, 97%. That's what I got, 97% now, so definitely go for it. And then you'll pump right along. You won't just listen. I think one of the things people make a mistake with the replays is they are cleaning the house and listening. Don't do that. You know, sit right down the same way that you attend a live class. Sit right down and participate, and as if I'm right there with you, because I am right there with you. And so, you know, pump along and do everything that you're asked to do in the training, and just be very attentive. This is my class. This is my training. I'm doing it. Yeah. How long will it take for bliss to integrate in? Okay, well, let's see what you've improved so far, Melissa. So let's see. Interesting. So you've improved by 50% as we've gone through all the clearings in the bliss class. So it's inner and outer action. For you, Melissa, I see a transformation in about 5 months, which is really interesting. So keep doing your meditations. And understand, you can get the neurotransmitters working quite a bit better also by, like exercising, like really cardio exercise where you get the dopamine and the serotonin and endorphins. You get them really pumping in the body. That's going to help, too, with that sense of bliss. And then, I think another thing to suggest is to open your eyes. I take people on nature walks, and they're always blown away. They never even saw the 60 different species of flowers I point out to them, or the hummingbirds or the butterflies. They see things flutter by, but I actually look at and notate, oh, look at the wing has a purple stripe on it, and look at how that one's a quarter of an inch butterfly, and this one's like a 6-inch span. And they're just blown away. That just like it's just periphery noise, and they just are out for their hike, and they're just dashing through. So I want you to that song. You've got to stop and smell the roses. You got to count your many blessings every day. If you find your way to heaven is a rough and rocky road, you've got to stop and smell the roses along the way. And that's like country roots. I think we get so like blinded that we miss the miracles. You know, I now have a patio outside my bedroom, and a lot. I get up to use the bathroom, and I decide I'm going to go out and look at the night sky, and it just always blows me away. It's so pretty. So I put on my iPhone an app. I think it's called Starlight or something. It's called Skyview. And so you can point it a direction, and it'll tell you what's in. Oh, great. Fantastic. So it'll tell you what constellation you're looking at. I just got a text from my production person, and she said, hey, Melissa's also in the apprentice program. Yay, Melissa! Yay, Melissa! Really happy to see that. Wonderful. Welcome. And, yeah. Love nature. Thanks for the song. Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. So Jan's saying, why do I feel so up and down these days? I think, let's see. It is actually related to the class. I think you're getting the ups, and there are still more things to clear. When you have the experience of feeling low, look at what's stimulating the low, like what's taking you into the place of the down part. I'm always really curious what stimulated it. Did something someone said? Did something happen where I read something? I mean, what brought you to the low place? And you're having some high places, which is good. So you're having the bliss. What allows you to go into those high places? And ultimately, what we're looking for is that steady kind of base where you feel serene all the time. So you don't have to be all blissed out all the time, but feeling content, feeling at peace, feeling at one with your world, feeling like everything is right with the world. That's the kind of feeling that we're really looking for. That's the feeling that we're wanting to embody. Julie, what is the name of the song Country Roots? No, Country Roots is my background is from the country, so I say Country Roots, meaning I'm from the country. I think it's called Stop and Smell the Roses. Let me just Google it real quickly. I'll put the, it's fun, and it was out years ago. I'll just do a quick search, and I'll find it for you. So keep pumping. Let's see, we're 60% through on this clearing. Oh, yeah, it's from Mac Davis, and it is called Stop and Smell the Roses. And what? Hang on one sec. I might be able to, let's see. You can hear it from the original singer. It looks like you can hear it on YouTube. So if you wanted to hear it from the original fella. So keep pumping. Very good. Looks like some more questions came in. Okay, so I answered this song. I'm hoping I've answered all the questions. I realize sometimes the questions don't show up, and then I get the chat box conversations, and there are questions that they didn't show up in my chat box, so it's interesting. Okay, so I'm just scanning through here. I think it's Gail, and has my bliss improved? I missed the last class. Yeah, 70% for you. And Catherine, I want to thank you so much. Since doing the quantum pumping, I have more energy, sleeping better, and just overall feel great. That's fantastic, Karen. Severina? I am on a path for so many years having faith that one day my physical pain will go away and everything that I do for myself and the planet. More that I ascend, bigger the pain is. But I simply love life and search every moment of bliss that I can in the small everyday moments. That's beautiful. And Sabrina, I do believe that you will conquer that pain just as I did. I was, you know, at a 9 or 10 most of the time being treated with 9 Vicodin, a fentanyl patch, 3 tranquilizers, and hormones to cause the body to have less pain. So that was my life a long time ago. And I'm on no pain medication and don't have ongoing pain. And I know that's possible for you. Eileen, the brain is really important to our emotions, isn't it? It is, and how we use it is important. So one of the things to know, Eileen, is, you know, we really do, in the brain regeneration, we clean out a lot of spiritual squatters and parasites. The looping thoughts, worries, and concerns, they kind of get kicked out. People end addictions when we do the brain regeneration, and they get happy. So, yeah, the brain is very, very important. Jan, I realize now that the downs are when I am with a certain person or filled, pulled by a certain person. There you go. And so that's a good clue. You might, A, clear your karma. If you have to be with that person, clear your karma both ways. So we have a karma clearing meditation or a program you can jump into. So clear your karma if you don't know how to do it. And then, so it's cords, contracts, agreements, energy, and the karma itself. And then see if that works, and otherwise you might want to unplug from that person, meaning back off from the friendship. Diana, how funny. Mac Davis is from my hometown of Lubbock. That is hysterical. Brain regeneration will be in June. That's true. Let me put up the link for the brain regeneration. I know that will be helpful. And it's the very, very, very first time ever that I'm doing it in a group. I'm always offering it, of course, in the one-to-one program. But we've had so many requests from so many people. Will I please do the brain regeneration in a group so that everybody can afford it? You know, and I understand there's an affordability factor. So here we go, my dears. Here's the link for the Brilliant Brain class, which is brain regeneration. That's what that is. And Amy, what about trauma? Does that get cleared through emotions? Seems this can be in the way of bliss. You know, it can. We got karma here. So karma and trauma, let me just show you here. Karma and trauma tend to be one and the same. Karma tends to be from past lives and trauma from this life. So definitely, and where we're clearing it right now, we're clearing emotions and we're clearing karma. So we're clearing it both in amplification and perception. But if there was some specific incident, like you suffer from post-traumatic stress or something like that, like you had some specific incident, there's deeper levels of clearing. I know I go into a lot of that in Your Divine Human Blueprint. So you have a whole chapter on that. We have a class called Clearing Violence and Abuse from Your Field and Body. That is extremely helpful for people. So, you know, there's a path to, A, just clearing kind of the free-floating kind of trauma, but also if you've had some specific incidences, you want to actually go in there and really clean house. Okay. I'm going to need to move us forward even if we haven't completed this because we've got a couple more things to do. So, oh, we're at 98%. Good. So let's go ahead. We'll keep working there, but we'll move into the brain frequency reset. So we're just going to do a clearing and a resetting of the 5 areas of the brain. 4 of those areas are in the survival or reptilian brain. It's okay if you don't know exactly the little pinpoint spot. We're just going to start pumping to clear that, and 1 in the emotional brain, which is right up here. So underneath this neocortex, this bubbly stuff, is a round mushroom cap looking thing, and that's where we're clearing. So in here and in here. So you want to just go ahead and pump for that. And let's see. In 4 minutes, I'm going to need to do the blueprint activation so we get that done. So I'm just going to keep an eye on the clock for us to make sure that we get everything that we set out to do done. And just for fun, here's Mac.
Only the X1 voice remote lets you do this. Show me horror comedy movies. So easy it's scary.
Hey, mister, where you going in such a hurry? Don't you think it's time you realize there's a whole lot more to life than work and worry? Oh, the sweetest things in life are free, and they're right before your eyes. But you got to stop and smell your roses. You got to count your many blessings every day. You're gonna find your way to heaven. There's a rough and rocky road. You don't stop and smell the roses along the way. Before you went to work this morning in the city, well, did you spend some time with your family? Did you kiss your wife and tell her that she's pretty? Did you take your children to your breast, love them tenderly?
That was fun. It was really fun. We might get a comment from the you're not supposed to broadcast, but I think YouTube videos I think would be good. Anyway, it was fun. Totally fun. Okay. And my answer, I already answered, Sabine, but just if other people are wondering, does this clearing effect stay with us even if it's about something as fluid as emotions? Yeah, so we're going to clear. You know, you can have other emotions that can cause programs and patterns, but what we're really working towards is lifting you out of those cycles so that you don't go back into them. Loved hearing it. Thanks so much. You're welcome, Kathleen. It's just a fun country song. He actually has really written, at least in the olden days, he wrote some really uplifting, happy songs. So if you want to check him out on YouTube, you can find him on YouTube. Okay, oops, and that music took us to where we need to be, so I need to do that blueprint clearing right now. Let me get in here. I'm going to put the slide up. You're going to keep working on clearing the trapped emotions, and I am, let's see, but I'm going to show you this slide to remind you. While I enter the blueprint to make the correction, please hold the space by quantum pumping, which you can be working on the brain. This blueprint alteration changed 7,000 years ago, so not that long ago, by alien type 5, a dominating other world being called a gray, as a control in the blueprint left embedding to hold the change. Please keep attentive. You may observe through your third eye and envision, but be conscious not to follow me into the blueprint. It's very big and tough in there, so don't go in there with me. Okay, and I'll answer questions when I come out of the blueprint. I know there are a couple things coming in, but let's have you guys pumping, and I'm going to go in for restoring joy to matter and emotions. So that's what I'm going to do, and you're going to be working on the brain frequency reset. Let's put some harp music on while I'm doing that, too. So we have something there playing so you know that I didn't disappear. Okay, I am back. Ah, good. All right. So we have completed that blueprint, restoring joy to matter and emotions, restoring joy to the physical body and the emotions in the blueprint. So, I did about 6 different shifts while I was in there. And it was a very joyful experience for me. I had a lot of tingling and a real sense of elation and happiness as I was working in the blueprint. Did anyone have a sense of the shifting going on while I was in there? If you did, I'd love to hear what you saw or what you felt. And if not, because I've had you working on the brain, that's all right, too, that you're working on this reset in the brain. You were a ballet dancer dancing through the mist of green, pink, beautiful dress. Beautiful. Thank you. I felt so relaxed and happy from Karen. Wonderful. Thank you. Yeah, it was good. It was, wasn't one of those hard ones where I didn't have a bunch of come and attack me. It was actually, I entered in really easily, and it was really fun. I felt more electricity in my brain. Oh, good. Really good. And Eileen had mentioned before I went into the blueprint, she said that she felt it was a way to send love to our bodies and a quantum pump for the brain and emotions, definitely. And then Gail... I felt more, okay, I saw that one, okay. And then Amy, yes, I feel lighter and brighter. Beautiful. And Darshan, I feel really uplifted and light. So wonderful. Thanks a bunch. You're welcome. Okay, well, we have just 2 minutes left of this class. Can you believe how fast the class went today? Let's do our quick announcements, and we will just look at... The Apprentice online program is starting in a few days. It's starting June 1st. You can join in June or July. We will leave it open. So please, if you're organizing yourself, we really want you to jump in. For those of you that have jumped in, congratulations. We're going to be doing a clearing coming up on getting into the Apprentice program. And I believe it's on mastery. Oh, I know. My notes are upstairs. That's why I'm not seeing it. I thought I had it on my desk. So just watch for an email. If you're one of the people who are in the program or you want to come into the program and you need more clearings, we're going to do another clearing on June 6th. And I think it's at 5 Pacific time, so it'll be a little later in the day. To help people who are really wanting to come in or who have already signed up and would like more clearings to help them really integrate the whole year of transformation. And then here is the announcement for our summer trainings. There are many, many classes coming up. We talked about today Brilliant Brain as one that probably everybody should try and get into. So let's look at that for a lot of you. We also talked today about the Freedom from Spiritual Parasites and Pests class, so that would be another one to look into. There's a lot of good stuff coming up. Father's Day, we've got the Good Men clearing. We've got an Emotional Freedom class. So many really amazing classes coming up. Emotional Balance is coming up, Everyday Magnetism, and 100% Success for those of you interested in wealth. Okay, my dears, I will be in the chat box answering questions for you, and I'll be here for about 10 minutes, so feel free to write your questions, and I'll see you very soon. I love you. God bless you. Have an amazing day. I love you. You are a rock star to me, and you are so dear to me. So take good care of yourself. Meditate every day, get out in nature, stop and smell the roses, and I'll see you real soon. Bye-bye, everyone.